Hey, what's up, everyone? Have you ever walked into a room and thought, I wish I could be the most interesting person here? Well, guess what? You totally can. You don't need to jump out of planes or live on the edge to be exciting. Today, I'm going to show you ridiculously easy ways to spice up your life and become that person everyone wants to be around. Ready to level up your cool factor? Let's dive right in. 1. Try a new hobby. Alright, let's get real for a second. You've probably heard the whole try a new hobby thing a million times, right? Sounds cliche, I know. But here's the deal. Trying something new can be uncomfortable. And if we're being totally honest, sometimes it's downright embarrassing. I'm not saying this because it's trendy, but because I've been there. I tried baking once. Spoiler alert. It looked like a five-year-old's art project. Skateboarding? Let's just say I spent more time on the ground than on the board. And don't get me started on the time I thought I'd master the guitar in a week. My neighbors still haven't forgiven me. But here's the controversial part. Failing is the point. Seriously. We live in this culture where everyone's all about being perfect at everything. Instagram doesn't show you the failed cakes or the faceplants on the pavement. It shows you the highlight reel. But life's not about the highlight reel. It's about all the messy, chaotic, weird moments in between. Trying a new hobby forces you to be bad at something. And in a world where we're always trying to look polished, being bad at something is refreshing. When was the last time you let yourself be a beginner? There's a deep humility in that. And honestly, it's where all the real growth happens. And when you finally get even a little good at something new, that sense of accomplishment is unbeatable. It's not about being the best. It's about the journey, the laughs, the awkward moments, and yes, the failures along the way. So here's my challenge to you. Pick something you've always wanted to try, but have been too scared to. You might suck at first. No, scratch that. You will suck at first. But that's what makes it exciting. And who knows, maybe you'll surprise yourself and end up discovering a passion you never knew you had. Here's the thing, trying new hobbies isn't just about filling time or checking off a box. It's about learning to embrace failure, being okay with not knowing everything, and realizing that the best things in life come from stepping out of your comfort zone. So go ahead, try that weird hobby you've been secretly curious about. Worst case scenario. You have a hilarious story to tell. Best case scenario. You find something that adds a whole new layer of excitement to your life. Remember, life's too short to only do what you're good at. Be bold, be awkward, and most importantly, be open to new experiences. That's what makes life exciting. Not the perfect moments, but the messy, unpredictable ones in between. 2. Say yes more often. Alright, let's talk about the advice that everyone loves to give. Just say yes more often. It sounds simple, right? But let's be real. The idea of saying yes to everything is kind of controversial, and if I'm being totally honest, a bit overrated. Like, are we really supposed to say yes to everything? What if someone invites you to a karaoke night when you know you can't sing? Or to a last-minute camping trip when your idea of roughing it is hotel Wi-Fi being a little slow. Trust me, I've been there. There was this one time a friend asked if I wanted to join a hiking trip. Now, I'm not exactly the outdoorsy type, but I thought, hey, why not? Let's live a little. Fast forward to me wheezing up a mountain, swatting away mosquitoes, and deeply regretting my life choices. It wasn't glamorous. I didn't look like those Instagram hikers who make it look effortless. Nope, I looked like someone who got lost on the way to the couch. Here's where the real honesty comes in. Saying yes isn't always comfortable. In fact, sometimes it's downright awkward and painful. But that's the point. When you say yes more often, you're not just agreeing to activities. You're agreeing to step into the unknown. And that can be a bit terrifying. Especially if you're like me and enjoy your comfort zone a lot. But here's the deeper truth I've learned. Saying yes is a form of trust. It's trusting that you'll figure it out, that you can handle whatever comes, and that the experience, no matter how weird or challenging, will teach you something. Saying yes doesn't mean you'll always enjoy every second of it, but it means you're open to growth, and that's where the magic happens. I remember another time I said yes to a random invite from some friends to go on a road trip. I wasn't sure if I had time, wasn't sure where we were going. Basically, I had all the no excuses ready to go, but I said yes anyway. And guess what? That trip ended up being one of the best weekends of my life. We didn't even have a plan. We just drove, played old-school road trip games, got lost in the middle of nowhere, and had the kind of belly laughs you only get from total spontaneity. So yeah, saying yes can lead you into uncomfortable, unpredictable situations. But it also opens the door to the unexpectedly amazing. Sometimes the best memories are born from things you didn't plan for, the things you were ready to turn down because they seemed inconvenient or uncertain. Here's the catch though, you don't need to say yes to everything. Let's be real, if you say yes to every single thing, you'll end up overworked, overwhelmed, and maybe on some karaoke stage again, wondering how you got there. It's about saying yes to the right things, the things that push you out of your bubble, make you a little nervous, or sound like they could lead to a good story, even if they're imperfect. Look, life's full of moments where your default answer is no. No, I don't have time. No, I'm not really into that. No, I'm comfortable right where I am, thank you very much. But here's the thing, comfort is the enemy of excitement. The more you say yes, the more opportunities you give yourself to discover new sides of you, meet new people, or just have a hilarious story to tell later. My life isn't full of perfect yeses. It's full of awkward, random, sometimes weird yeses. But those are the yeses that keep life exciting. So the next time someone asks you to join an impromptu adventure, try something you've never done or step into something unfamiliar. Take a deep breath and give it a shot. Saying yes can lead to messy, crazy, unforgettable moments, and that's what makes life worth living. So here's my challenge. Say yes to something this week that scares you just a little bit. Something new, something random, something fun. And who knows, you might end up with a story you'll be telling for years. If you've ever had a crazy yes moment, drop it in the comments below. I'd love to hear your stories. And hey, if this video resonated, hit that like button and don't forget to subscribe for more ways to bring a little excitement into your life. 3. Stay informed about cool trends. All right, let's talk about staying informed on cool trends. You know, the whole keep up with the latest fashion, pop culture, or tech thing. Sounds fun, right? But let's get controversial for a second. Is keeping up with trends really as important as we're made to believe? Or is it just a giant black hole that sucks us into an endless loop of keeping up while losing track of who we actually are? Look, I've tried my fair share of trends. There was the time I thought skinny jeans and oversized flannel shirts made me look like a hipster. Spoiler alert, I looked like a lost lumberjack. And let's not even talk about the time I tried to learn one of those viral TikTok dances. The only thing I succeeded in was pulling a muscle. But here's the thing, staying informed about cool trends isn't just about following the crowd. It's about knowing what's out there and choosing what resonates with you. That's where people get it twisted. You don't have to jump on every trend just to stay relevant. In fact, sometimes trying to keep up can make you feel more disconnected than ever. I mean, anyone else feel exhausted trying to understand why everyone suddenly loves Crocs again? Or is that just me? Here's the deeper truth. Staying informed about trends isn't about blindly following them. It's about knowing the pulse of the world around you while staying true to yourself. Trends are fun. They're a reflection of our culture, our creativity, and sometimes even our struggles. But here's the catch. You don't have to participate in every trend to be interesting. In fact, knowing when to pass on a trend can make you even more authentic. I mean, think about it. Trends come and go. What's cool today is tomorrow's cringe. Remember when baggy jeans were a thing, and then suddenly it was all about tight skinny jeans? Or how the internet went from obsessing over planking to dabbing to... I don't even know what's trending anymore, honestly. It's like there's a new challenge every week. Trying to keep up can feel like running on a treadmill that never stops. And where's the fun in that? Here's a personal story. Back in high school, I was obsessed with this one trend, bleached tips. Yeah, you heard me right. Frosted tips were the thing. And I thought, if I don't do this, I'm going to be left behind. So I did it. And let me tell you, for about a week, I thought I looked awesome. But then reality hit. And the pictures, they're still out there haunting me. That's when I learned a valuable lesson. Just because something's trendy doesn't mean it's for you. Trends should inspire you, not define you. It's about picking and choosing the ones that make you feel more like yourself, not like everyone else. But staying informed is important, don't get me wrong. Whether it's pop culture, fashion, or the latest tech, knowing what's happening in the world helps you stay connected and engaged. It's about curiosity. When you know what's trending, you can have better conversations, connect with more people, and sometimes discover something new that genuinely excites you. Like, I'm not into every viral video that pops up, but I love staying in the loop on emerging tech. The way technology is evolving is fascinating. From AI to space exploration, some trends are worth diving into because they shape our future. So, instead of mindlessly following every fad, focus on the trends that speak to you, the ones that actually light a spark. Here's the deep message. Trends come and go, but authenticity lasts. It's cool to know what's popular, whether it's the latest sneaker drop, a viral meme, or the newest tech gadget. But at the end of the day, the goal isn't to be trendy, it's to be you. Being informed about trends gives you options, but being true to yourself gives you substance. And trust me, substance will always outshine the trend of the moment. So should you stay informed about cool trends? Absolutely. But do it for you, not for anyone else. Pick the trends that make you feel excited, curious, or inspired, and ditch the ones that don't. Trends are supposed to be fun, not stressful. So next time you're scrolling through your feed, remember, you're the trendsetter in your own life. If you've ever fallen for a crazy trend, I want to hear about it. Drop your trend disaster or success story in the comments below. And hey, if you liked this video, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who's always chasing the next big thing. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay you. 4. Learn fun facts. All right, here's one of my favorites, learning fun facts. I know, it sounds like something your weird uncle does at Thanksgiving, randomly dropping facts about how sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins, or how octopuses have three hearts. But listen, fun facts are more than just random trivia, they're conversation gold. And yeah, let's get real, not everyone sees the value in them. I've been there. Picture this, you're at a party, people are talking about the latest movie or some reality show, and then I, being the nerd I am, jump in with, "Did you know honey never spoils? Archaeologists have found pots of it in ancient Egyptian tombs." And what do I get? Crickets. Complete silence. People staring at me like, "Why do you even know that?" Here's the controversial part. Not everyone appreciates fun facts, and that's okay. Some people think it's useless information, but that's because they don't get it. Fun facts aren't just about knowing random trivia. They're about sparking curiosity. They're icebreakers, they make you more engaging, and let's be honest, who wouldn't want to know that wombats poop in cubes? Like, How is that not fascinating? Now, let's talk about the deeper side of this. Learning fun facts keeps your mind open. It's a reminder that the world is filled with endless little mysteries, and we're never done discovering new things. In a way, it keeps you humble. No matter how much you think you know, there's always some bizarre or cool fact out there waiting to surprise you. And yeah, learning fun facts can be super random. But here's the thing, randomness is part of life. Not everything has to be serious or deep. Sometimes, the most exciting moments are the ones that make you stop and go, "Wait, what? Is that even true?" It's a way of staying curious about the world, even in the little things. Plus, knowing weird facts about space, animals, or even food gives you this cool, quirky knowledge that makes you stand out. There was this one time I was stuck in an awkward elevator ride with a coworker I barely knew. It was one of those moments where the silence was just painful. Out of nowhere, I decided to throw out a random fact. Did you know that flamingos are only pink because of the food they eat? And guess what? It broke the ice. We started talking about travel, animals, and before I knew it, we were having a legit conversation. That tiny fun fact totally turned things around. Now, I'm not saying fun facts will solve all your problems or make you the life of every party, but they sure help. They give you this edge, this sense of wonder that most people lose as they grow up. We get so bogged down by work, responsibilities, and the daily grind that we forget how fascinating the world actually is. Here's the deep truth. Fun facts remind us that life is more than just deadlines and routines. They remind us that the world is full of surprises, and when you stay curious, you stay engaged with life. Every little fact is like a tiny piece of the puzzle that makes the world a more interesting place. And when you start noticing those small, curious details, you become someone who's not just informed, but someone who's genuinely fascinated by the world around them. So here's the deal. Learning fun facts might seem like a trivial hobby, but it's way more powerful than it looks. It makes you more approachable, more interesting, and keeps that inner sense of wonder alive. And the best part? You can learn them anywhere, from YouTube videos, books, documentaries, or just by listening to people who know things you don't. Sure, some people might roll their eyes when you drop a fact about how bananas are berries, but strawberries aren't. But guess what? Those same people are going to remember that fact later and probably tell someone else. That's the beauty of it. Fun facts are contagious. They spark curiosity in others and make the world a little more exciting, one weird fact at a time. Here's my challenge. The next time you're in a conversation, throw in a random fun fact. See where it takes you. You might just turn a dull moment into something memorable. And hey, if you've got a favorite fun fact, drop it in the comments. I love collecting them. If you like this video, hit that like button and subscribe for more fun ways to add excitement to your life. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep those fun facts coming. 5. Build a personal bucket list. Okay, let's dive into this one. Building a bucket list. Now I know, it sounds like such a cliche, right? Everyone talks about making a bucket list, checking off their goals, and living their best life. But let's get controversial for a second. Are bucket lists actually a good thing? Or are they just another way to stress us out, reminding us of all the things we haven't done yet? I'm going to be real with you. I've had a love-hate relationship with bucket lists. One day I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna skydive, visit all 7 continents, learn 5 languages, and climb Mount Everest. And then the next day, I'm sitting there thinking, wait, is this even possible? Do I even want to do all this? Building a bucket list can be overwhelming. It's like this constant reminder of what you haven't achieved yet. It can honestly feel like a never-ending to-do list with no deadline. Plus, let's talk about the pressure that comes with bucket lists. Somewhere along the way, they turned into this social media thing, like you have to post every single experience, or it doesn't count. Skydiving, Instagram it. Eating sushi in Tokyo, post it. And suddenly, instead of just enjoying life, you're performing it. You're not just living for you, but for the likes and the comments. It's exhausting. But here's where I've landed. A bucket list isn't about ticking boxes or following someone else's idea of a fulfilling life. It's about you. It's about the experiences that make your soul come alive, not the ones that just look good on paper or on your Instagram feed. That's where a personal bucket list becomes a tool for excitement, for passion, and for connection to what truly matters to you. Let me share a personal story. One of the things on my bucket list for years was visiting the Northern Lights. You know, the whole idea of standing under this cosmic light show in the freezing cold of the Arctic, bundled up in layers. It sounds magical, right? So I saved, I planned, I even convinced a couple of friends to come with me. We get there, and guess what? It was cloudy, no lights, just cold, windy, and pitch black. Here's the thing. At first, I was super bummed. I mean, this was supposed to be my big bucket list moment, and it didn't happen. But then something amazing happened. We found this little local bar, made friends with some of the people there, heard incredible stories about life in the Arctic, and ended up having one of the best nights of the trip. And that's when I realized something. Bucket lists are less about the destination and more about the journey. You don't always get the experience you planned for, but sometimes what you get instead is even better. Here's the deeper truth. Your bucket list should be personal, not performative. It's not about impressing people or hitting milestones just because someone else thinks they're important. It's about you defining what truly matters. If seeing the Northern Lights is important to you, go for it. If staying home to write a novel is more your speed, do that. Your bucket list should reflect your values, your dreams, and your version of excitement, not anyone else's. The best part about building a personal bucket list, it keeps you dreaming, and not in a, I have to do this or my life isn't complete kind of way, but in a, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if I could experience this way. It keeps you curious, keeps you reaching for something beyond your daily routine. It's a way to remind yourself that life is full of possibilities, big and small. Whether it's something huge like traveling the world, or something as simple as learning to cook a new dish, a bucket list gives you a reason to wake up excited. And listen, your bucket list doesn't have to be extreme or Instagram worthy. It doesn't have to be skydiving or traveling to all 7 continents. Sometimes the most meaningful things are the little ones. Learning how to play the guitar, trying stand-up comedy for the first time, or even just making time to watch the sunrise with someone you love. Those are the moments that make life rich, not just the flashy ones. Here's the deep message. Your bucket list is yours and yours alone. Don't let society or social media dictate what you should or shouldn't do with your time. Your life is unique, and so should your list be. The real magic of a bucket list is that it helps you live with intention. It's not just about doing things for the sake of doing them. It's about making sure you're chasing the experiences that align with who you are and who you want to be. So, if you haven't already, I encourage you to sit down and write out your bucket list. Not the list that you think will impress people, but the one that makes you excited, nervous, and maybe even a little emotional. And don't feel like you have to rush to complete it. Life isn't a race, and bucket lists aren't meant to be finished in a weekend. They're meant to be savored over a lifetime. So here's the challenge. Write down 3 things you've always wanted to do, but haven't made time for yet. It doesn't matter how big or small they are, just start. And share them in the comments below if you're feeling brave. I'd love to hear what's on your list. And hey, if this video sparked something in you, hit that like button, subscribe, and let's keep building the life we dream of, one bucket list item at a time. 6. share your passions. All right, let's dive into one of the simplest ways to make life more exciting, sharing your passions. It sounds great in theory, right? Just tell people what you're into, and suddenly everyone's bonding over their love for hiking, painting, or, I don't know, stamp collecting. But let's be real. Here's the controversial part. Sharing your passions can be scary as hell. I've been there. You get all excited like, hey, I just started learning guitar. And you get that polite nod, maybe even a forced, that's cool. But deep down, you can tell they're not into it. And in that moment, you start questioning everything. Like, wait, is my passion lame? Do I sound like I'm trying too hard? Sharing your passion can feel like putting yourself out there, completely vulnerable. And sometimes people just don't get it. Here's the thing no one tells you. Not everyone is going to care about your passion. And that's okay. It doesn't make your passion any less valid or exciting. People are different. Some will vibe with your love for obscure indie films or your obsession with making the perfect sourdough, while others will just not be into it. And let me tell you, that's perfectly fine. What matters is that you care about it. But here's where it gets controversial. There's this unwritten rule that says we should only share what's universally cool. You know, the safe passions, like it's totally okay to talk about how you love traveling the world or going to the gym, but suddenly it's weird if you're super into bird watching or ancient history. And to that, I say, screw it. Why should we hide the things that make us unique? Why should we pretend to be into the mainstream just to fit in? Look, I love collecting vintage cameras. I get way too excited about talking film types, shutter speeds, and the history of photography. Is everyone I meet going to care about that? Probably not. But you know what? The people who do care, those are my people. Those are the ones I want to connect with. Your passions are a filter. The more you share them, the more you attract the right kind of people. I used to be afraid of sharing my passions because I thought they were too weird or niche. Like, who cares that I spent hours perfecting my home-brewed coffee or that I'm obsessed with 80s synth music? But when I started putting myself out there, something amazing happened. I found my tribe. I found people who get excited about the same weird stuff, who geek out over details the way I do, and those connections. They're real. They're deep. But sharing your passions isn't just about finding like-minded people. It's also about inspiring others. You might not even realize it, but when you talk about something with genuine enthusiasm, it can spark curiosity in someone else. Maybe they'll never become as obsessed as you are, but they might walk away with a new appreciation or even try it out themselves. Like, I'll never forget the time I got my friend into photography. At first, they couldn't care less about camera angles or lighting. But after seeing how excited I got about it, they were like, okay, show me how this works. Fast forward a few months, and now they're out here sending me their own photos, asking for tips. That's the power of sharing your passions. You can actually light a fire in someone else. And here's the deep truth. Your passions make you come alive. When you talk about something you love, you're not just sharing facts or details, you're sharing a piece of yourself. And yeah, that's vulnerable, but it's also powerful. When you hold back your passions, you hold back a part of who you are. The things you love, the things you get excited about, are part of what makes you, well, you. Now, let's get real. Sharing your passions won't always be met with applause. Some people might think it's boring, others might not get it, and that's okay. Your passion doesn't need validation. What matters is that you love it, and the more you embrace that, the more confident you'll feel sharing it. You never know who you'll inspire, who you'll connect with, or what opportunities might come your way just because you decided to share what lights you up. And here's a personal story. I used to keep my love for writing hidden because I thought it wasn't exciting enough to talk about. But once I started sharing my passion for storytelling, I connected with so many amazing people. People who love crafting stories, who appreciate the creative process, who understood the frustrations and the joys that come with it. And that's when I realized, when you share your passion, you create a community, a space where people can be real, geek out, and bond over what they love. So here's the deep message. Don't hide what makes you come alive. Whether you're into painting miniatures, gardening, writing poetry, or collecting rare coins, share it. The world needs more people who are passionate, people who care deeply about things, no matter how weird or niche those things might seem. Because that's what makes life exciting, being around people who are fully alive, fully themselves. So, here's my challenge for you. What's your passion? What's the thing that lights you up, that you could talk about for hours? Share it. Tell someone about it. Drop it in the comments below. You never know who you might connect with. And hey, if this video sparked something in you, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with someone who needs a little push to show off their own passions. Until next time, stay passionate, stay curious, and keep sharing what makes you, you. All right, folks, that's a wrap. I hope you're feeling inspired to take some of these ideas and run with them, whether it's trying a new hobby, sharing your passions, or just saying yes to more opportunities. Remember, becoming a more exciting person isn't about being flashy or constantly doing the next big thing. It's about embracing who you are, living authentically, and sharing that energy with the world. And hey, if you like this video and want to see more tips, tricks, and life hacks for leveling up your life, smash that like button, you know the drill. Make sure to hit subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss any future content. We've got more exciting stuff coming your way. I'd love to hear from you too. Drop a comment below. Tell me what you're going to try first, or maybe share your own tips for living a more exciting life. Let's get a conversation going. And of course, feel free to share this video with anyone who could use a little extra excitement in their life. Until next time, keep being curious, keep being adventurous, and most of all, keep being you. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I'll see you in the next one.